Christ gone and the second sending, but live it in the power of the Spirit. Much like in Hebrews, written to Jews who are trying to live by the law, this is Paul trying to live by the law. So chapter 7 is a very important chapter in his own personal experience. Chapter 6, he explains it to us. You've left the old husband, that's the law, and now you're, as it were, in his analogy, married to the Spirit. Why do you want to go back to the old husband? But then in chapter 7, he takes the parentheses, as it were, and talks about himself. He tried to live as a Christian, in our terminology. He tried to live this life by the power of the flesh according to the law, and he couldn't do it. And that just frustrated him so, put to the point of verse 24. And people, he didn't do all of the horrible things that we think about. We're talking here not about murder and adultery and all. We're just talking about things that he knows are as important, not more so, than just living the life that we should live in the Spirit-filled life. He couldn't do it. And the most horrible thing is to think you can live okay with God in the power of the flesh. That I'm okay. I don't do any big sins. Paul's not talking here about big sins as we would talk about it. He's just saying, I can't do this love. I can't do what God would have me to do in the power of the flesh, and I'm wretched. Most Christians will never get to verse 24 of chapter 7. Never. Because they do not see themselves as wretched. They see themselves as pretty good people. Especially when compared to somebody down the street. They figure out pretty good. But boy, when you reach the point where you can be honest and say, that's me in verse 24. That's me. I'm Samson when Samson's in the flesh. That's me. Oh, no, I'd never be that bad. Yes, we are. Before God, we are people. And until you reach that point of honesty instead of denial, 1 John 1:8, and can come to an acknowledgement of what I look like when I'm in the flesh, how ugly I am, though I may look good according to man, Ishmael, I'm not Isaac. So this is where we have to reach. So first, chapter 7, verse 24, wretched man that I am. This is what I am. In the flesh, trying to live this life I know I should. Who will set me free? There's that word we saw Sunday morning. Jesus Christ was sent for freedom. The Holy Spirit was sent for freedom. And that's why I took you to both of those in one lesson, so that we would see it. This is what freedom in Christ and freedom in the Spirit is about. Who will set me free from the body of this death? Okay, that's what the law did. Trying to live by the law. Verse 25, he introduces the solution. Thanks be to God. Always, people, always. You know, you're not going to reach this point. Here it is again. Here it is right here. An automatic praise once you really see the truth. It's not me doing it. It's him doing it. But as long as you think, I'm learning, I'm doing, I'm applying, I'm being righteous, you're not drawn to this kind of thanksgiving, this kind of praise. But when you know you don't, but it's happening in you, then you're drawn to it. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Now, forget the break. Let's look now at Romans 8, 1 through 5 is what I want to look at right here. And what we're dealing with here is trying to produce spiritual love. How am I going to get this love? Now, I hope that everyone here, if I said, how do we get it? The power of the faith in the Spirit, and he pours it into us. But I just want to look at some other passages so we see this and it's solidified in our souls. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He remains faithful. Even though I may live my whole life as a wretched man, he is faithful. You're saved. This is eternal security. This is a comfort. This is not an encouragement. Oh, you know, a lot of people take eternal security as this freedom to sin and all this type of